Good afternoon, Lauren.
Good afternoon, Brooke. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure. And why do we perceive particular songs as sensual or sexy?
I wish that this was such an easy thing to answer, but in fact, it's really complicated. Part of it is about the fact that we might have a personal connection to a song. You know, we might have danced with a partner when that song was playing. You know, it means something personal to us, and therefore, there's an element of arousal based on memory. On other examples, though, there are things such as topic, what's the material being, you know, the subject matter being sung about. Also, what does the voice sound like? Is it a sultry singer? And therefore, does it stir our sexual appetites in a way that makes us, you know, if not actually aroused, at least sort of nudging towards that?
Yeah, definitely. And how does sexualization in lyrics and music videos impact our understanding of gender roles?
Yeah, that's a difficult question because I think partly there is it serving as one informal educator about sexuality. So that might be, for example, men making the first move. We talk about sexual scripts and that idea of normalizing the idea that a woman's primary function is to be found attractive by men, that men will make the first move. These are things that music reiterates through either lyrics or music videos. That said, we're all exposed to a whole lot of different cultural influences, so I'm not sure one music video is more potent an influence on us than anything else.
Do you think that there needs to be a shift in the way sexuality is represented in music?
I'm not sure, because I think there is actually a very, you know, you pick what kind of sexual presentation you want, and you can find music that matches that. That music might not be in the top 40, but it's out there. And I think we just need to be broadening our horizons beyond what's played endlessly on MTV and think that, you know, some of the things that we might find sexy in music can actually be found elsewhere.
Yeah, definitely. And with songs like Who Run the World by Beyoncé, girl power is a prominent contemporary trend. What does this convey about female sexuality, and how does it contrast with male representation of women?
Well, girl power is interesting because one of the arguments about it is that it's a kind of diluted feminism that gets repackaged as, you know, feminism being about individualism and individual empowerment as opposed to what feminism was originally, which is the idea of collective action. And I think certainly in a lot of modern music that tries to play a kind of girl power card, part of that is about, you know, justifying any decision an individual woman wants to make with her body or in terms of topics she sings about and presenting that as feminist. And I think that's an interesting stretching of the definition of feminism that probably wasn't envisaged at the start of the movement.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when you put such a catchy tune as well to it, it definitely does become very powerful and very popular.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing, you know, a song, you know, the Spice Girls, for example, was synonymous with this concept of girl power, but that's a really highly manufactured pop group that was trying to sell albums to young girls. So that idea as to whether it's actually political music or whether, in fact, we just sort of analysts overlay a political reading to it based on the fact that it's, you know, slightly more aggressive or independent-minded than some of the girl groups we were used to seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. And just finally, how can artists balance the conflict between sexualization and the artistic individuality and expression that music facilitates?
Yeah, well, I think the word sexualization is itself a bit of a problem because it's assuming that the person in the clip, and that's generally going to be a woman, is some sort of passive object and that she's only there for her appearance. Now, that might be the case in some examples, but equally, just because I'm wearing hot pants and gyrating doesn't actually mean I'm a passive agent either. I may actually be electing to do that as part of my presentation of self. So I think we need to look at context, look at whether are women just serving as background decoration to a man's music video, or in fact is the artist themselves performing that sexuality.
Yeah, that definitely is a really interesting point on that one. And thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Time at all, Brooke. Thank you.